Hey, I'm Mike.
Hey, I'm Ethan.
I watched the first half of Racing Stripes.
I watched the second half of Racing Stripes.
And this
is the other half.
Welcome back to our month where we talk about race movies.
Racing movies, Mike, not race movies.
Race movies. Movies Sorry, we don't have something to do with race.
Yeah, we don't have Crash on here, so we unfortunately failed that. That's so it's right. Racing movies. Yeah.
Because you don't want to see a movie about racing where they crash.
Yes, exactly. Awful. Who'd want to watch
Awful.
That?
That'd be terrible.
I mean, that might be the act two part.
Yeah, exactly.
Sad, like an F1.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. And I specifically chose this movie because I remember the poster of a zebra with very human-looking teeth smiling at the camera. And I was like, oh, wow. And also what a crazy cast, like Whoopi Goldberg, Dustin Hoffman, David Spade.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah, Jeff
Snoop
Foxworthy.
Dogg. Yeah. All the people from 2005 are here. Dustin Hoffman.
And of course, we should not forget Frankie Muniz.
Frankie Muniz.
As Stripes himself.
Stripes himself.
Yes. I chose this movie specifically because I was like, no, I know this movie is probably very popular at the time. I mean, look at the cast. You know, it feels like, you know, the who's who of the Nickelodeon Choice Awards.
It truly, truly does.
And, I was like, I gotta see this movie. I've never seen a frame of it. I've only ever seen this poster. What is this going to be like?
Yep.
And, it was an experience.
You know what?
I kind of liked it.
Yeah. I hate that I was like, this is so cozy.
It is.
It's so like by the numbers.
Yes, it
but
is.
But it's like mostly competent
it
in
is.
How it does it.
It's like
it feels like a really good Disney Channel original movie.
It does.
But like a really, really good one.
I'm a sucker for a good, like, you know, animal pun. And this movie's fucking chock full
I
of them.
I will say. The flies really bother the movie.
The flies the worst part of the whole movie.
The flies
and
the worst part.
I 100% believe they threw that in. Does the flies follow like that old man, right? Like Woodzel, whatever the fuck his name is.
Not really. They're just kind of around.
Oh, they're just around. In my movie, it might have the movie. They follow around this guy named Woodsy. This like old man named Woodsy.
The gambler guy. Yeah, yeah.
And it screams to me like test audiences are like, kids are terrified of this old man.
Oh,
and
really?
They're like, we gotta throw something in there to make the kids pay attention during the old man scene.
That kid's so like nothing though. Like that guy doesn't seem scary at all.
He's got a weird lazy eye. You know, he's an old creep. You know, he feels like
I don't know. Were you scared of watching old men in movies?
I wasn't, but I don't know. I wasn't the target audience when the movie came out. You know,
I know, but when you were a kid. Old people did not disappear from movies.
Ethan,
when we were
I
kids.
Know you have a sensitivity to old people in
films. No, I'm not even saying that. I'm just saying, like, were you ever scared of them, though?
Was I afraid of old
like,
people?
Like, old people...
old people are scary.
Not all of them. Some,
that's
can
like
be
the whole premise of like Home Alone is like there's that old guy killed his family or whatever across the street.
Yeah, because
you know?
He has lore to him. This is just a guy who's just like, I like gambling and
old
horses.
Old people are scary in general.
I guess.
Oh, yeah, that guy's not scary. He just likes gambling and horses and he hangs out around the horse racetrack by himself.
Yeah.
And he's creepy to Hayden Panettiere. I don't like him. And
is
I
that
bet,
how you say your name? I will say it. Panettiere.
But you're probably right. I don't know.
Also,
but,
it's crazy she's in this as like a little kid.
So here's a crazy thing, by the way. I don't know if you looked up the...
I know you're going to talk about
it. Go ahead and bring it up.
There's not a whole lot of trivia about this
there
movie.
There is not... And I was looking up... I was expecting it was like... Like, production realized that it was really hard to race on a zebra. Like,
and apparently,
they had to,
I guess not.
They had to race, like, they had to, like, paint a zebra, like, or a
horse,
horse zebra.
That's
what
I thought
know?
They would have to do. And they're like, no, they just raced real zebras.
But
it did kick Hayden Panettiere off... At one point, and she got a concussion and something else. She broke something.
She broke her spine?
She broke her, something like that. Something bad.
Ethan, you're not even going to look up the fucking IMDb trivia.
Mike, did you look it up? What's the exact same thing?
Well, I was going to, but I thought you were going to do it. You said you were leading up like you were going to do it. Okay,
During production of the film, Hayden Panettiere was thrown off a zebra and ended up hospitalized with a concussion and a pinched nerve in her neck.
That's crazy.
That's so much different than breaking her fucking spine, Mike.
Well, you should
have ended up paralyzed. And then she went on the show Heroes.
She got a concussion, too.
She did get a concussion.
Which is crazy. Imagine. Sorry, go ahead.
The producers were like, don't mention this during the publicity of the film, but then she revealed it in like 2013 or something.
Imagine going like, yeah, I remember Racing Stripes.
Yes.
That's where I got a concussion. Like, I want to see the press tour of this movie with Hayden, blah, 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 blah. And she's just like, oh yeah, I really enjoyed hanging out with the zebra. Like, her trying to, like, force a smile through a terrifying, like, she was a child in this movie.
Yeah, no, this is basically, like, Nope, right? The monkey in
100%. 100%.
Like, not, you know, not as crazy, but still pretty crazy.
It's, well, yeah, I mean, she didn't get, like, mauled, but she was, like, she got, she
got a pinch from an animal
neck. Yeah.
Yeah, not great.
No,
not
what was great. The other thing she got?
Concussion.
That's crazy. And she broke like a rib. Like,
no, she did not break her rib.
What did she do? She broke something.
She did not break anything.
She didn't break anything.
She got a pinched nerve in her neck. That was it. And a concussion.
That was it? I thought she got way worse.
No.
Didn't she get like deformed?
I copied this from the thing. If you want to, she got deformed.
she doesn't look back.
She doesn't look the same anymore.
She
looks completely different.
Yeah, you're right. Concussion, whiplash.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Who gives a shit? And two damaged vertebrae. That's crazy.
Two damaged vertebrae? That's completely different from the list I got. Who knows what she had.
Whatever. Then. Either way, she was
injured from this movie.
Horribly.
She almost died.
She could have died, which is crazy because her mom in the movie dies on a horse.
Yeah, on a horse. Yeah. Horses are dangerous.
So yeah.
Oh, she died on a horse.
But you know what?
I thought she just died of natural causes.
No. She was riding the horse. The horse, like, slipped or whatever.
This makes sense why he's like, don't ride horses.
The dad is obsessed. Like, don't do that. Yeah. So the mom's riding the horse slips, the horse dies, and the mom dies at the same time.
Damn,
yeah.
Double death.
So crazy. Which makes it extra difficult because it's like one, you don't want your daughter to be riding horses.
No,
that's scary.
And then also the other horse she rides could die too.
Exactly. And we don't want Stripes to die. He's voiced by Frankie Muniz.
Yes. What's funny is I was opening this movie up and on the service I watched it in, it has like a little thing underneath that's like little reviews. And the first thing I saw was best talking animal movie since Babe. And I'm like, what a funny review.
I was watching this movie. I love Babe. I think Babe's a fucking masterpiece. I'm watching the movie. And I'm like, what is the difference between a movie like this? Because obviously I enjoyed this movie. Babe is a fucking masterpiece compared to this film. I'm like, what is the difference between Babe and this movie? I don't know what it is. Is it just like the mouth effects are better, like, mm-hmm. and the lighting is better. I don't know. Like, it's, I don't know. Cause they're essentially the same.
Might have a better plot. I haven't seen the plot of Babe in a while.
They're essentially the same. It's literally a pig going like, I want to be a sheepdog, but it's a pig. Mm. And this movie, it's like, I'm a zebra. I want to be a racehorse.
Right.
So essentially the same plot. But yeah, I'm just like, what is, you've never seen Babe.
I've seen it a long time ago.
Oh,
I don't
man.
Remember it
that movie
well.
Fucking rocks. But yeah, this movie's fine. Crazy cast. I don't know.
It was very easy to watch. I think it was also like, maybe it was just, this sounds very silly, but the colors were very pleasant.
It was so colorful.
It was very colorful in like a
very
nice
bright.
Way. Yeah.
It does feel a lot like Jangling Keys.
Yes, it does. Coming off of Chariots of Fire. This is like a nice balm.
It was very fun to watch a movie about like British boys in Cambridge racing, and then you're just like, I want this zebra to win.
Yeah, I know. I want to see this little guy win.
I want to see this little sucker win. You know, he's got the voice.
Also, they have a better story. The little zebra has a better story than these little British boys.
That was a real true story.
Yeah, and it's boring. What I like is this fictional story about a zebra
that thinks
it's a racehorse because it doesn't know because it's a stupid animal.
It's a stupid animal. It doesn't know what a zebra is. It never opened up zoo books.
No, it never had that.
Yeah.
So seeing that and, you know, I don't know, it was more compelling to watch a little guy. I cared more.
Wait, did you say you were high?
No, I didn't say I was high. Okay, I said I cared more. It felt more
the little guy.
It felt the little guy
than
a bunch of British boys running around.
I couldn't give less of a shit about these little British boys running around, even if they are based off of true human beings. Yeah. But this little zebra, I was rooting for a little sucker. Movie fucking opens with the poor little zebra like a Dumbo being left behind. By a circus, you know?
Really?
Is this not coming to play at all, the whole circus?
I've never heard, I had no idea. The circus is also wild. Like, why would, is zebras, like, interesting to look at a circus? I feel like.
Where the hell would the zebra come from otherwise, Ethan?
A zoo?
No.
I think circuses also are known for not caring.
I feel like
as much.
A zebra is like a staple of a zoo. I mean, I guess I don't know anymore.
Yeah,
they've taken
saying.
All the animals out, but, you know, I feel like a zebra, I mean, they're striped. You know, I mean, I will say they're not like the main attraction, but they're probably.
Oh, you mean a circus? Yeah, no, I don't know. I guess
they're probably the ones that are like pulling the clowns. You know, you got your
like,
elephants.
It's like a spicy horse. You know?
Spicy horse, exactly. Yeah, you got a zebra thrown in there. You know, so the zebra it's left behind by its parents, and it feels very Dumbo. And I'm like, you know what? This cute little zebra, it's a pretty good zebra actor. You know, it hasn't even talked yet. This is the different zebra than the one you see in your half the movie. It's a little kid zebra.
Aww.
And I'm like, wow, this this little zebra can act? It's crazy. Like
they do get these animals to do some crazy stuff.
What, like talk?
Besides the dogging part.
Can I ask you, who was the most annoying animal in your
half most
of the
movie? Annoying animal? Well, it's split between the pelican.
Ignore the we all know that the flies are the worst part.
Okay.
Ignore the flies.
Okay.
It's the pelican.
It's the pelican.
Goose. The pelican.
Goose the pelican.
You know who voices him?
Ah, no, I don't know.
It's the guy from The Matrix that's like, ignorance is bliss. That guy.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's just, his like character is, I'm a gangster.
That's all he is. He's a fucking like
what a lame character.
He's a pelican named Goose from Long Island.
Yes, yes. That's it. He's probably the most annoying.
And oh my god.
What is your opinion? Do you have a different choice?
Do
you
think
there's one more annoying?
The fucking rooster.
The rooster's definitely second.
Oh my god. Fucking like Jeff Foxworthy as the rooster. Just like
there's definitely like characters where I'm like, this character's just here to be joke machine. And the jokes are
however, like, Snoop Dogg as the sleepy dog, love it.
Love the sleepy dog.
That's absolutely.
Well, it's funny because he only had one line in my half.
Well,
I saw the dog a couple of times. He never said anything. Yeah. I don't know. He's just like, everyone was leaving to go watch the race, and he's like, I'll watch the house for shizzle. And then, and then he sleeps, and then he goes, woof. Incredible.
That is, he literally has two lines in my half of the movie. I love that Snoop Dogg probably got paid a handsome, like,
probably,
you know,
I mean, it's also just funny because he's a dog, right? So like dog playing a dog, it's funny.
Yes, Ethan, yes, that's a very funny joke.
Funny joke. <That's> funny.
But I like to imagine
that's when you're like 13 and you realize it after you're like watch the movie as a kid. You're
Snoop Dogg played the dog.
That's crazy.
I just love the fact that he probably did not like he didn't have to work a whole day. He showed up, did three lines, left, and
I
got paid.
I think most
of
these voice actors didn't work a whole day.
Oh, I don't know. I think Dustin Hoffman's putting in a performance.
Dustin Hoffman does put in a performance. I think Frankie Muniz also puts in a performance.
It is kind of funny watching the movie and just going like, man, Frankie Muniz was just not a good actor.
Yeah, there's a reason he kind of dropped off the face of acting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it didn't help that he also looked like a fucking freak when he grew up. I know everyone's obsessed with the new Malcolm in the Middle show, but I'm like...
Is there a new Malcolm in the Middle show?
Yeah, I mean, by the time that this episode comes out, I believe that they're making a...
All I knew about the new Scrubs one coming on, I didn't know about...
Who gives a shit?
Look, just here's the thing. You run out of ideas, just pump in a revival show, you know? Got that built in. Everyone loves it.
Was Zach Braff appearing in every commercial not enough for America? He now has to be in another
fucking... It was also funny because he was appearing as his character in Scrubs in a lot of commercials, too.
Him and his friend. What the fuck?
I can't remember his name.
Yeah. The two of them are just doing the fucking Scrubs thing for every commercial in America. And then everyone's like, no, guys, we want more Scrubs. And I'm like, Scrubs got fucking canceled and brought back like four or five times. There's other ideas. The Pit exists, guys. Let's watch The Pit instead.
I mean, I would probably watch Scrubs over The Pit just because I don't like all the bloody stuff.
Yeah, you don't like the blood. There's not blood in the...
There's no blood in Scrubs. There might be. I don't know. They might be like, it's on Netflix now. We could show tits or something.
Scrubs with tits. Scrubs with tits. Scrubs. Scrubs with tits.
I see someone sitting at the uniform supply store and they're like, hey, new thing, Scrubs with tits. It's just like a big, they just have a cutout for your boobs. And it just is like,
I'm imagining Scrubs with a pattern of tits.
I'm like a hazmat
scrubs
suit
with
for your
tits,
titties.
Ladies and gentlemen. I know we're running low on patterns we can put on Scrubs. I know it. But I've got an idea no one's ever thought of before.
They should do that, though. You know where they have those, like, aprons where they have, like, the your body's all, like, ripped as, like, a hot guy? Yeah. They should do that for Scrubs.
For Scrubs.
Like, you're, like, a hot body and just walking around like a summer bod. They might have that somewhere. I bet they probably do.
I'm not a doctor. I wouldn't know.
I don't buy Scrubs. Have you worn Scrubs before? I've worn them a couple times. They're pretty comfy. I was doing, like, a medical mission in Guatemala once. Oh. And
Racing Stripes is really cool. It's a great movie. Sorry.
There really isn't much more to the store except I wore Scrubs. They're comfy. I took them home because they're really comfortable.
Really?
Yeah.
You should. I mean, there's Scrubs stores all over the place. You can get Scrubs.
I honestly have thought about it, but also I'm like, I'm just gonna wear them inside. Honestly,
just do it.
Yeah, they're actually probably pretty good for painting. I bet you could probably paint in them.
That's not a bad idea, actually. Like doing paint, but like I think they'd be good for just like walking around, clothes in the house. Like
I felt like they're comfy. Maybe other people in the medical industry might disagree with me, but I thought they were comfortable.
What I mean, like I was gonna say the only person that would complain is like your partner, but like that's like would they complain if you're wearing scrubs around? I don't know.
Probably not. They might think it's weird.
They might think they're gonna do it too.
They might think they're gonna get examined at any point. You know what I'm saying?
I don't feel comfortable making that kind of joke. I'm friends with your partner.
Good answer, Mike.
Of course.
Good answer.
Racing stripes. Racing stripes. It's all about this zebra that wants to be.
Want to go fast.
Oh man. All right. Well, yeah.
Scrubs with tits.
Scrubs with tits. I mean, I feel like we've already described the plot. There's a fucking circus. It leaves the
Okay, so what how do you find the farm? How'd that little
So the dad is like driving in the rain, finds the zebra like abandoned in a they left it in a fucking crate. They just let the zebra and the baby zebra in a crate. He finds the crate and he finds the zebra in it and he brings it home to Welsh Farm.
Welsh Farm.
I don't know what the Welsh Farm. I don't know what the fuck this man's name is. I just called him Dad.
It's Nolan Walsh.
Nolan Walsh. Which is kind of crazy because the old man, his name is Walsh.
What do you mean the old man?
The old man. The actor's name is Walsh.
Oh, yes, it is. Emmett Walsh.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird.
He's not playing a Walsh.
No, he's playing a Woodsy. Y'all better make good, good use of my name.
Insane name to give him.
Woodsy?
Woodsy. With a Z. So they call the zebra Stripes.
Don't get him too excited.
I'm Woodsy. Am I making kids uncomfortable? I'm going to put a bunch of annoying flies around me
now. Make me feel more fun.
The next day, Stripes hears a race this Oh, whatever. Oh, right. Let's go through the cast. So we've got Tucker.
But it feels like them pitching the movie to the production company. Like, oh, you're in a blah. Fuck the plot. We're let's talk about the cost.
I know we're doing a very bad job of like describing how the movie
we'll
goes.
We'll get there.
We're doing it.
We're doing it.
You got Tucker.
Mm-hmm. Tucker is the.
What is he?
He's Dustin Hoffman. He's a little pony.
He's a little pony.
He's a little pony.
You got Franny.
Franny is a goat. By Whoopi Goldberg.
That's right. You got Reggie.
Reggie. Who's Reggie? Reggie's the stupid cock.
That's stupid right. Cock. He's a stupid cock. Yeah. Played by Jeff Foxworthy. Uh-huh. Linus, who's the lazy dog.
Yes.
Played by Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
You got Pride and Roughshot.
Pride and Roughshot.
They're the two horses.
Oh, the two horses.
Trenton's Pride is the guy's full name.
Oh, Trenton's Pride.
So there's Trenton's Pride and Roughshot and Trenton. So these are the actual racehorses in the movie. You've got Sandy, who's a sexy lady horse.
Yeah, she's
played by Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore, yeah.
You got Scuzz and Buzz, who are annoying flies.
Yeah, played by Steve Harvey and David Spade.
David Spade. I honestly kind of respect David Spade for like really jumping into the role of being the most annoying human being on earth.
And Steve Harvey's just like, I'm going to be how I am on Family Feud. Kind of annoyed the whole time at the fucking shenanigans going on.
Just like, can you believe what this man is saying right
can
now?
Can you believe this?
Their improv is terrible. I know it's improv and it's terrible. It's literally just like Steve Harvey's like, you're annoying, and then he's like, you think this is annoying, and then he's more annoying.
Yes, that is their entire routine.
That's the entire thing. And then the best character, the goose, who's a pelican.
Goose who's a pelican. Mm-hmm. Yep, sure is.
Then you've got Channing, who is Hayden Panettiere. Woodsy, who's an old man. You got Cooper, who's a horse trainer. Nolan, who's apparently Channing's dad, and then
apparently
evil lady who runs the horse
track. Oh yeah, Clara
Dirapole,
Clara Dimple.
We'll go Clara.
Yeah.
So Stripes hears of a race happening, and he sees a CG racetrack, and Tucker tells him all about races, but says that the last racehorse fucking died after it tumbled with the farmer's wife and they both died.
Oh my God.
Tucker doesn't have the heart to tell Stripes that he's not a real racehorse and that he is a zebra. He says, his leg is too short and his head is too big and I can't train him. Other horses see Stripes and they run up to him. and they're like, nice mohawk. And then they start racing together. And this was a beautiful moment in the movie.
Yeah.
Because it shows that their bigotry is learned and not something that is ingrained in them, because they wanted to play with Stripes.
Yeah.
And
he's
then
a cool guy.
Trenton shows up, and Trenton's like, that's not a horse. Stay away from. And he's like, fun is overrated. And then Stripes is like, why didn't they like me? And then what the fuck is his name? Tucker.
So why is Stripes here? He just lives on the farm now. They just were like,
they brought him in. What are they gonna do?
Just bring him in, the sad little guy. All right,
what are they gonna do? Where are they gonna put him? Well, they do go like, let's take him to the zoo. And then both the dad and the daughter are like, well, we hate zoos.
Oh, okay.
So there you go. There because they're like, we don't like animals in cages. You
know? We like them on farms.
We like them on farms
where we can exploit them.
We're giving they do give Stripes hard labor to do later on. And I'm like, that's not fun either. So 3 years pass by. I will say, by this point, I'm a little bit of me really related to little Stripes.
Oh no. What?
I was a little outcast growing up, and I'm like, this
y'all said a little mohawk, and they're like, nice mohawk. Mike.
Yeah, these little kids bullying him, and I'm like, I relate to little Stripes.
Yeah,
and then
just
he
wanted to draw
up,
pictures.
He just wants to be a little creative kid, and then he grows up, and then he's voiced by Frankie Muniz, and I have no connection to him anymore. Stripes.
He's a different voice actor.
He's just like a little kid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Stripes is waiting for the mailman to arrive.
Uh-huh.
Do you see this mailman at any point in the movie?
In the end of the movie. That's it.
So, I looked up this mailman on IMDb.
Yep.
This guy's career is fucking crazy.
Wait, really? He has more of a career? Because like his IMDb...
It's very limited.
It's just his IMDb picture is him from the movie.
Yes.
It's just him as like in Stripes.
So he's in a movie called The Color of the Cross, which is a retelling of Jesus of Nazareth being crucified, except for what if Jesus was a black man and the reason he got crucified was because he was a black man, which honestly, pretty cool fucking movie. Then he's in a movie called Art House, which has a cover art of a woman scantily clad, surrounded by like film.
Yeah,
like
with guys holding the film.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
like
a boner comedy.
Yeah.
Which has a 4.2 on Rotten Tomatoes. And then we've got Caravaggio and My Mother the Pope, which is Caravaggio's tortured life, his murder, and the journey of his soul.
This feels like that movie that's in Immortality.
It does kind of look like that, honestly. And that's the only things this man's ever been in. And I'm like, imagine just going to be cast in Racing Stripes and you're looking at his like reel and it's just like a boner comedy, a movie about Jesus being crucified. Like, that would be crazy. And you're like, you know what? You'd be perfect for mailman.
I hope you
didn't like, even give him a name.
We didn't give you a spot. You'll be mailman. How about that?
You're going to be mailman. So, yeah. So, Stripes Incredible. Likes to race the mailman. That's how he, like, you know, is fast.
Is that why he thinks he's so good? Because he's racing a human being?
In a car.
In a car. Okay.
Because the mailman
makes it a little bit different.
The mailman is driving the car and he's racing against the car.
It was just him. The mailman gets out of the running, car and just starts running. He's like, I'm so fast. I'm so good.
Oh, I'm so fast against this mailman. No, he's racing against him in a car. And they're neck and neck. But then Stripes turns over and he sees a sexy lady horse and he runs into a tree. And then Pride and Roughshod show up. And now they're bigoted against him because they've been taught bigotry by their evil dad. And they also like sexy lady horse, but the lady horse is like, talk to the tail
Sandy. And
goes and talks to Stripes instead. Yeah. Her name is Sandy. So Pride and Rubshod.
It's like coming in with like a Irish accent. You're just like, girls are going to go for that, you know?
Oh yeah. Cause he's like, it's like, oh, he's different.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Unlike
he's striped.
Unlike these fucking racist boys.
Yeah, exactly. Trenton shows up and he's like, you have to know your place. You need to learn your place. He says that to Stripes.
Okay.
So Pride and Stripes go and race at this place called the Blue Moon Races. Think like Fight Club, but for horses racing.
Wait, so it's like, are there even people there? Or are they just
no?
Racing
it's
for
just
fun?
Horses.
That's crazy.
They race against each other.
I love this.
And so Pride is like an unbeatable 10-0, never lost before at this Blue Moon Races place. And Stripes is like, I'm gonna fucking race him. So he shows up, and Tucker watches from afar. Which is actually very similar to Chariots of Fire, where Sam watches from afar.
It's true.
Yeah.
But like, I don't think Stripes came out and was like, hey, you gonna help me? Like, maybe.
No, you're right. So Stripes is doing a great job, but then he ends up sliding on the turn because he's a fucking rookie. He's never had a turn before. He's only ever
he's only run straight
line. Yes, exactly.
That's so funny.
And everyone laughs at him. And everyone's like, he's got no training. But only Sandy's like, hey guys, stop making fun of him. He's just a newbie. And yeah, but everyone laughs at him. The next day, Channing washes off stripes and she's like, what's the matter? I feel like there's something you're not telling me. And I'm like, he's a zebra.
Your stripes won't come off. They keep trying to wash the stripes off.
No, also, something you're not telling me. He's an animal. He can't talk to you. You're a human being.
Oh, okay. Wait, I thought Sandy was asking this.
No, Channing.
Oh, okay. Like, that's even
stupider. There's a weird connection between Channing and
they're
Stripes.
They're both played by women.
No, Stripes.
Oh.
I feel like there's a weird, like, thing going on between the two of them.
She's in that horse.
She's a horse girl in the worst way.
Yeah.
So this scene is, like, emotional. She's like, oh, man, like, why aren't you telling me? I need to clean you. And then a fucking pelican shows up named Goose from New Jersey.
You're like, God dang it.
And I'm like, this guy is going to ruin the movie. Yeah. And he's like, I got to look for a spot to hide. And he lands. And he's talking to Tucker. And him and Tucker do not get along.
I mean, yeah, because Tucker's a normal pony.
Normal person.
A normal pony person.
And so now for the audience who has not seen this movie, here's a quote from Goose the pelican. He says,
look, here's the whole spaghetti sauce. I'm a hip bird. And when Sammy the Gull needs a lesson taught, the goose is the guy he calls. Only this last job, I had a little mishap. Instead of hitting Freddy the Flamingo like I was supposed to, I hit Sammy's capo, Johnny Storcanato. And now Sammy, Freddy, Johnny, they're all after me.
That is the perfect way, not just to describe who Goose is, but the comedy of
this
film.
The comedy of this movie is just like... We're just gonna go all out.
We're gonna just
say, here's the spaghetti sauce.
Here's the whole spaghetti sauce. Like, what in the fuck are we doing? So Goose is like, I'm gonna show you my killer instinct, because nobody believes he's a real hit bird. And so he's like, I'm gonna show off my killer instinct. You see that weather vane over there? Whatever it is. What's that thing that's on the top of a house?
I think it's a weather vane.
Yeah. He's like, I'm gonna fucking take that shit out. So he goes and he flies. He's flying really fucking fast. He's like, I'm gonna fucking get it.
No one asked for this, right? He just does it.
Does it to show off, and then he fucking instead of killing this thing, he just fucking shits on a rooster, and the rooster's like, I'm dying, and then the goose like lands in a barn door, like crashes into a barn door. I'm like, what are we doing?
He does that later.
Like, imagine just going like, I'm gonna show off, and then he just fucking shits everywhere and smashes into something.
That's his hit job, dude. That's the funny.
That's
thing.
His hit job.
That's the thing. What's funny is birds pooping.
I love a bird poop.
Bird poop joke's so funny.
The tractor is down, so Stripes has to pull the plow in front of Sandy. How embarrassing.
How embarrassing.
Stripes needs someone to ride him so that he can become a better racer. And pulling the plow is his best bet.
Can you imagine being a farmer and being like, I don't know. I have a bunch of horses, but I'm going to hook this fucking
He doesn't have any horses. The last horse that they had killed his wife.
Oh, these are all like the... other ladies' horses, right? They're just in the same area. I don't understand their situation.
I honestly don't know either, like, how, like, they're so close to the track.
Yeah, they're always hanging out next to them, and I'm like, how do you guys communicate? But you're not owned by the same person?
Because apparently, like, Hayden Panettiere, was it Callie? What the fuck is her name?
Oh, God. Why can't I not remember her stupid name? It's like...
Channing.
Channing, yeah.
Channing works at the racetrack. It is literally within eye shot.
Okay. So maybe they just happen to be next door.
But that's crazy because she has to take like a motorcycle to get there and like just walk through the field. Like, you don't have to take the road, just right there.
You know, walking's far.
Yeah, I guess it's a little far. So anyway, yeah, but you're right. Like, how are they so close to each other? He has to plow. And Stripes is like, I need someone to ride me. And pulling the plow is
What about you, Sandy? What about you, Sandy? You want to ride me?
Sandy, you want to ride? And so pulled the plow is the best bet. So he plows the entire field very quickly, and the farmer is very exhausted. And then we cut to Snoop Dogg playing the dog, and he's like...
Like my mama used to say, you can put your boots in the oven, but that won't make them biscuits.
What is going on?
I don't know. So Channing returns home from work, and Stripes needs a way to get rid of her motorcycle so that she can ride him into...
Wait, so she's going to get rid of the motorcycle so she can be like, I have to ride the racetrack.
Stripes has to get rid of her motorcycle so that she can ride him to the racetrack, which feels a little bit fucked up.
That's insane.
It is insane.
Also, it's the weirdest logic I've ever heard.
It works. It's always like, hey, Goose, I need you to get rid of this motorcycle. Here, you can do deals. And he's like, oh, yeah, I'll do anything for anyone who's been to prison, because he sees that
he's in stripes.
Exactly. So he's willing to do something for him. So he pecks at the motorcycle until it explodes.
Anything specific? He just pecks at it in general?
He just keeps picking at it.
And then he flies away like, it's ready to blow up. And he flies away.
No, it blows up in his face. And then Tucker goes, bada bing, bada boom. Come on, this movie's genius. So he also pokes a hole in a truck tire. So the only way for Channing
people are not going to like that. We're like, yeah, this movie's more fun than Chariots of Fire.
Who gives a shit? Honestly, I feel like I don't know. Maybe this movie was reviewed by Roger Ebert,
yeah,
who was like gung ho about Chariots of Fire being like nominated for whatever. What did he think about this movie?
I don't know. I'm gonna look it up.
Let's
see if he reviewed it.
I wonder. I mean, he'd be like, this movie is brilliant. They got a talking horse. This is the best talking horse I've ever seen.
I had a great time with this.
You know that review you saw about like this is the best talking animal movie since Babe? I bet that was him.
Yeah.
He was like, this movie is. I gotta tell you, there's not a lot to like about this movie as far as the flies go. The flies are annoying and it takes away. But I'll tell you, this movie is one of the best movies of the year. I really enjoyed it. What do you think about this movie?
I'm still there.
Oh, you're still there. Okay.
Okay. Wait. Okay.
Okay.
Cute animal, I can't read this in English. Cute animal formula on cruise control. 2 stars.
You know what? He might be right.
But you know what? Sometimes I want cruise control.
Sometimes I want a little bit of cruise control. What's your thoughts on the movie?
This is the conclusion, the last paragraph. I will get the usual feedback from readers who took their children to see Racing Stripes and report that the whole family loved the movie. For them, I am happy. It is a desperate thing to be at a movie with children who are having a bad time. But when you think of the Babe pictures and indeed even an animated cartoon like Home on the Range, you realize Racing Stripes is on autopilot with all the usual elements. A heroine missing one parent, an animal missing both, an underdog or under zebra, cute animals, the big race. This is the kind of movie you might grab at the video store, but it's not worth the trip to the theater.
Wow.
Which...
honestly, not untrue.
Not untrue. I wouldn't watch this shit in the theater.
If we paid money to see this movie, like $20 to see this in a theater,
yeah,
I'd be upset.
Yeah, I'd be a little annoyed. But
this is that Spill thing, right? What is it? The where it's like,
oh man, you're throwing back to Spill podcast.
Back to Spill. This is how Ethan and I like knew we were destined to do a movie podcast together because we both were raised on Spill, which was this old movie review podcast video
website,
thing.
Yeah.
Which actually, you know, the guy that wrote like Doctor Strange and like
Black Phone.
Black
and
Phone.
They also wrote, like. I want to say Splinter? No, what's that movie called? Where's an S? Slither.
Slither?
No, is it Slither?
I don't know. Either way, Robert Carlyle. He was one of the guys that was on there.
Yes.
So he made it big. Sinister.
Sinister, that's what I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So, yeah. We watched this, and they had a great review system when they were like rental and then like watching a theater full price. And then was it Better Than Sex?
So they just called it like that. And there was also something that was, I think rental was like the low one, but there was like one below.
There's even worse
than
that.
It was like utter
shit
or something like that.
Some old bullshit.
Yeah, that was it. Yeah.
That's a fucking rating system, man.
Yeah.
So
it was
anyway.
A good time. I remember listening to that podcast.
So good. Anyway, back to Racing Stripes. What happens? So Channing has to go to work. She works at the race field, and so she has to it is really funny after hearing Roger Ebert shit on this movie. I'm like, hey, this movie isn't that good now that I'm talking about the plot of it.
It's very simple, but here's the thing. Roger Ebert is
He didn't think that
He
didn't think
video games were art. He was not a child who grew up in this era of movies where we were in the era of being like, wow, talking animals.
That's true.
When's the last time you've seen a talking animal movie? Never.
Never.
They don't make that shit anymore.
Yeah.
They don't make those
anymore.
Have
I seen a talking
animal? They're all animated
now.
Well,
I mean, you know, Zootopia.
But they're all animated now. They don't have like real animals doing this shit anymore.
Yeah, they didn't. We don't train our animals to talk anymore.
Yeah. It's a lost art.
It is a lost art.
So I'm saying that like for us, obviously this is not a great movie.
No.
But I had a lot of fun watching it. And that's a big difference.
And I have a lot of fun talking about this with my good friend.
I'm having
Ethan.
A great time talking about it. I can't wait to get to my half and talk to you about all the weird stuff.
I cannot wait to hear about how the movie continues. Channing works at the race field. She goes there cleaning the trash. So when they arrive, all the other horses call Stripes freaks. Mm-hmm. There's two horseflies who sing and dance and argue with each other.
This is the introduction of them.
They are related and annoying. Yes, they don't know what a zebra is, but they know about rap music.
They're also
and
the
stuff.
Only ones that are not actual flies. They're just animated. They're CGI flies.
Yeah, but how the fuck are you gonna like photograph a real fly, Ethan?
I wanted them to try harder. This is why it lost those two stars.
This is why it feels like a committee decision where they're like, we got to put something in there.
Yeah, it does feel like there are literally scenes where it's just like, it's just the animal talking. We're like, we have to put that in there.
We have to put the flies in.
And the flies are like there randomly and like they have nothing to the plot.
They
don't. They're just goofy.
They're just there to like be like, hey, kids, we're funny, right?
Yeah.
We're doing something. Evil lady hates zebras. And she says, this is a racetrack, not a petting zoo. And when Channing and Stripes go to leave, they walk on the track and they... Both of them have always wanted to race, and so they run on the track together, and Woodsy watches and looks impressed, and he's like, hey, you should come tomorrow because we're doing time trials. Channing arrives back home, and her dad, who used to work with the evil lady, is upset, and he's like, there's no riding stripes anymore, and Channing is like, that's my
only
dream.
Racing stripes.
I need to do it. Huh?
Only racing stripes. No riding stripes.
No riding stripes. But I don't even want to race, even. This guy is so ridiculous. Next morning, Channing takes stripes, and dad is upset. Scuzz falls into Woodsy's coffee and farts in it. Sorry, I apologize. Scuzz is one of the flies played by Buzz and Scuzz. They're the two flies. And Buzz is like, hey, bro, don't fall into that guy's espresso. And Scuzz is like, I'm espressoing myself. And he farts in his coffee.
Oh, it's horrible.
And imagine this old man drinking his coffee going like, it tastes like fly fart, you know?
Yeah, fly farts. We're all familiar with it.
We all know what a fly fart smells and tastes like.
Can flies even fart? Because I know they spit up their food.
Yeah, I don't think they have like a colon.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't think they digest food the same way like any
they
mammals
can't digest
do.
Food. That's why they have to throw up on it, right?
Yeah, it's like weird. So I don't
they
know
have to throw
fart.
Up their like at, like their stomach acid onto it in order to like.
Yeah, and then they like suck it up.
Then they suck it up. I believe that's how that works.
That's why you don't like when flies land.
Maybe
on
that's
things,
why their stomachs are so upset though. Maybe they shouldn't be doing that. You know, maybe that's just like it's how like, they prefer it.
Yeah, take some Pepto Bismol or something. You know, figure shit out.
A fly drinking Pepto Bismol. That's what this movie needed. You know, just needed like David Spade just looking. To camera going like, you know what, I could really use some Pepto Bismol right about now.
It's true.
So it's the day of the trials, the time trials, and the press all flock to look at Stripes racing. They're very impressed, and other horses yell at Stripes, and they're seeding doubt in his ears. The race starts and Stripes won't run. He's too nervous, and it's a late start. Eventually he does get speed and confidence, and he does end up gaining on the competition, but he nearly surpasses them, but then he gets dirt in the eye, and Channing falls off just as her dad arrives, and he flips out. And dad and the evil lady have a chat, and they hate each other. But clearly, I'm like, they need to fuck. Like, it's clear if they just fucked, they would just get
but
over it.
But she seems
it.
To have, like, a guy that's around. What's that guy doing? He just is there. He doesn't do anything in my half.
He trains the Cooper.
Oh, so he's the new version of, because Nolan used to do it,
and... Apparently, she hasn't won since Nolan left.
Damn.
Yeah, so Cooper's not as good as Nolan is. And I'm like, all they need to do is just fuck each other, and they would...
really do. They'd
be fine.
Let's go.
They are!
Yeah.
God. So, anyway.
It's too bad she's a bitch.
She's a fucking bitch. I don't even know, like... She just... Okay, here's what makes her a bitch, right? She doesn't like... zebras on a racetrack, which seems pretty reasonable, honestly.
Yeah, honestly. At all.
And she wants to win, and I'm like, everyone wants to win. Like,
yeah.
She's just a little bit mean, I guess, but I'm like, she's not like an awful person.
Did she do anything? Like, no one never sits there and be like, you know, she never paid me, and she called me shitty, and she got really mad at me. Like, why did he quit? I don't know. They never
he
go
says,
into that.
Well, he says he quit. Well, no, he quit because his fucking wife died, bro.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I don't even know then. Of course, you'd want him back. Be like, your wife's dead, but, like, well, I'm right here, baby.
Exactly.
Got my boob scrubs on.
But, yeah, I'm like, she's not... I call her an evil lady. I know the movie wants us to think she's evil. She's just a little bit judgmental, but I'm like, she's not, like, an evil person. No. Yeah. Anyway, so...
She hasn't kicked any puppies yet.
Not yet. Maybe she will. Trenton says that Stripes is a zebra, not a racehorse. And Stripes is like, why didn't anybody tell me? And I'm just thinking, like, imagine being, like, an unhoused person. Mm-hmm. And you see, like, a culture which puts dumps money into paying, like, artists and Frankie Muniz and like getting a horse and getting a horse, getting a zebra. I apologize. Getting a zebra to speak on camera. Why didn't anyone tell me I was a zebra? And I'm like, what a waste. Like, this is a waste. I liked this movie. I thought it was fun. But I'm just like, what a waste of money.
Oh, no, Mike.
Getting a zebra to CG talk and say, why didn't anyone tell me I was a zebra?
Mike, 90% of the entertainment business you could boil down to this.
I know, but this is really, like, this is thin, man. This is thin. I don't know. It was crazy. It was crazy. Anyway, so let's just move off that.
Listen, some people are getting paid to animate that zebra.
And
they're,
I'm happy.
And they're not being homeless because of that.
And I'm happy.
Yes.
I'm happy.
Yes, they have a lovely life.
Just imagine
hopefully.
Being in like a third world country and just going like, what is America churning out? Oh, a zebra sieging with the voice of Frankie Muniz saying that he's not a zebra. What are we doing?
You know what? Maybe they love this movie though.
Maybe.
Maybe
I sure
like,
hope
this
so.
Brought him a lot of joy and that was worth it.
I hope this brings someone joy.
It brought me joy.
I did me as well. Yeah. So Dad and Channing go home in a truck. And he's like, you're never going to fucking race Stripes again. But she just ignores him. And she races. Yeah, she doesn't
girl.
Race
she's like, whatever.
Yeah, she's like, who gives a fuck? Her room is, by the way, I don't. Have you ever seen Channing's room in your half of the
for
movie?
For a second, I don't remember.
It is full of zebra shit.
Really?
It is full of zebra
stuff.
Well,
I guess
stuff.
That zebra did kind of grow up with her.
3 years. I guess 3 years is a long time.
A long time.
For a
that's
little girl.
For a little girl, that's like 7. That's like 20-30% of your life.
It feels a little bit extreme. Woodsy comes to talk to Dad, and he's like,
"Also, that's the only horse you ever could be around, right?
That is well.
That's like your horse.
That is your horse.
So, yeah,
yeah, that's fair. But it's not a horse. It's a zebra.
Eh.
What did anyone tell me it was a zebra? Woodsy shows up, and he's like, "Hey, man, I fucking measured how fast that horse went. Now, here's a measurement of its dick, first off. That's the first thing I did.
Crazy.
Crazy big.
Zebra's got big fat cocks.
This thing is crazy. Yep, crazy. I've seen horse dicks before.
Let me tell you, that little sandy horse, gonna love him. gonna love this horse dick.
I know she's voiced by Mandy Moore, but she's gonna say Mandy less. But anyway, he's like, this horse is fucking,
jokes.
Anyway, enough of that. This horse is fast. This zebra is fast. I measured how fast it was.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, I don't want to fucking do this. My wife died.
I can't go around this anymore. My wife died because
my wife is dead. I don't want to do this anymore. I want to just live a healthy, normal,
I just want
simple life.
I want to grow corn and sell it.
That's all he wants to do. And it seems to not be like doing that bad. Like he's like, oh yeah, I can't pay the $5,000 entry fee to like enter the horse into the derby or whatever the fuck. But I'm like, who is $5,000 just to like, because to him, it's like $5,000 would be going on the drain. Like who, like there's no way this fucking zebra would win. It's a zebra.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, anyway. So that's my half of the movie.
That's your half of the movie. Okay. I wrote, these flies are talking to each other. They say, look both ways before crossing.
Oh, yeah. They see a dead bug on a windshield.
Yes. They're like, oh, this mosquito died. We both made it. Ah.
Yeah.
I wrote, I feel
was
like.
Was that the moment you're like, I don't like these fucking things?
I wrote, I feel like they shot a movie and then they just inserted random animals into it.
That's what it feels like, genuinely.
And they just put that in.
Yeah.
The zebra's fast. The zebra really wants the old man to train him. Yeah. $5,000 entrance fee.
Yeah.
But the you know, the fucking old man's like, I know a good bit when I see him. And no one's like, no, I don't care. And the flies go and they talk to the zebra and they try to cheer him up by dancing and singing Ebony and Ivory.
Oh God.
And
this is torture. This is torture.
And I was like, oh my God, I hate this movie. Well, first off, I'm getting front loaded with the flies.
You
all
are.
Right?
You are.
I'm getting.
You saw two fly
I
scenes back
two
to
fly
back.
Scenes,
yeah, that's
the
bad.
Movie doesn't have that. It has fly scenes in it for
it
sure.
Does. It does, but it's peppered through.
It's peppered through.
Yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
Like a overwhelming amount of flies. But I'm getting.
If the flies are the main character, if it was like racing flies, if it was flies,
fucking
the flies are the protagonist.
Shoot this into the sun. Robert Ebert would give this half a star.
Robert Ebert would have walked out.
He would have walked out. So they say
and the man was in a wheelchair at this point.
Yeah, the goat's just like, you need a little push there, little zebra. The kid, the Channing, talks to her dad and is like, I want to race and ride him. And he's like, no, this is gonna be a hard one. Dad's and she's like, no, Dad, I'm gonna figure it out. It's not Stripes' fault. And he's like, I don't want you to ever ride stripes again. She's like, well, what's the alternative? He's like, don't ride him ever again, or else I'll have to get rid of him.
How does that mean? Like, just take him to a zoo or shoot him?
Probably take him to the zoo.
Okay. He's not going to kill stripes.
No, probably not.
Yeah.
Dad, we got to a scene of dad looking upset. He's looking at bills and shit.
How real? Okay. So he can't actually pay the bills.
It does look like, I mean, he's not like mad, but he's definitely doing like, he's definitely not having a good time. He's not flush with funds.
I guess nobody enjoys paying the bills, but it does sound like he's having trouble.
Kind of, yeah.
So he does need to put the horse or the zebra.
He would like to get some money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you're right. I thought he was doing okay. I didn't realize he was struggling here.
It's implied he's struggling a little bit.
This actor, like, by the way, is giving it in this movie.
Yeah, he's really killing it.
He's doing a good job. I really feel like he's a man who is between a zebra and a dead mom. Or dead wife.
Dead mom, dead wife. Same.
Yeah.
Same thing in this situation. So he walks into, he hears some noises outside, and he walks into the barn. He sees Franny, the goat, just staring weird. In the barn.
Oh.
He walked really far. He heard something all the way in the bar across the street.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the donkey and the rooster, they pull. I wrote donkey. It's a horse.
It's not a donkey. It doesn't look anything like a donkey. It's a miniature horse.
It's a little pony. The pony reveal. They pull off all this like stuff from the racing, like trophy thing. I don't know if you see this trophy stuff at all.
Not at all. Because they were keeping it hidden.
They're keeping it hidden, and they pull it off, and they see all the stuff his wife won, and she was like a really good racer.
Yeah,
and she was,
but
like,
then she died.
Then she died. I wrote, who I assume is dead.
Yeah, you're right. You assume properly.
The mini horse is like, he goes down to the mini horse and is like, how did you know all of this? Did you know? And this, of course, changes the dad's opinion.
Yeah,
completely.
Yeah, yeah.
So he goes and plows like a racetrack through the cornfields. And I like how this film looks. It's pretty. And
it's very colorful.
Yeah. And they're all like ready to go. And like even Channing comes out and is like, oh, dad, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Race now. And he's like, why? But one person is not encouraged. And that. Stripes. He says, why start training? Who cares? It doesn't
even
matter.
He's given up total confidence.
He's given up because everyone's
he learned that he was a zebra.
He's a zebra. He can't do it.
Nobody told me I was a zebra.
So he goes to the water and there's Sandy there. And he's like, oh, I want to be alone, Sandy. I don't even want you here. And she's like, why? I think you're amazing. You're so good at racing. He's like, I'm not even a regular horse. She's like, oh.
That's what makes you special.
She's like, you're so dramatic. Seems like the only problem with racing is below you. And he's like, what? And he looks down into the water and he sees a reflection of himself.
That's not even true.
He's the problem with it's the problem with himself. He needs a fucking
That's not deal. True. He's a fucking zebra. There's no way. The only reason that he's allowed to race here is because the evil lady wants to bang the dad. Like if he were to go to the fucking like Kentucky Derby, what was it? That fucking like National Velvet? There's no way they'd be like,
well,
oh yeah.
Well, luckily this is Kentucky Open, so yeah. Anyone can join.
But yeah, so the only thing standing in his way is not his reflection.
Yeah, well, I mean, he could race.
In this particular instance, yes, he could. Yes.
And then he could win and he could feel good about himself.
Yeah, yeah.
And that
matters.
Sure. Yes, he can't go all the way, Mike, but maybe a little victory is worth it. Mike.
Yeah. I can't imagine Mickey Rooney riding a fucking zebra.
No, I can't.
I guess I can, actually, and it's pretty awesome.
I would like to see that. So they start training, but Stripes is very scared of the gate because also he doesn't believe
himself. Wow, homophobic.
The gate, not the gay.
Oh, okay. I don't like this guy anymore.
So Frankie Muniz is canceled.
Yeah.
So Sir Trenton is like, that's horrible. And he's like, I'm going to go talk to the kid. But not Sir Trenton. Excuse me. I wrote Sir Trenton because I thought it was a stupid little pony's name. What was the pony's name again?
Tucker.
Tucker. Tucker is like, I'm going to go talk to him.
Yeah.
So he goes and talk to him and he's like, hey, kid, you like racing?
You like racing? He knows he likes racing.
You have a heart for racing. You know that? The thing that's most important about racing is you got to have the heart.
Yes.
And then fucking Stripe says, what do you know? You've never raced. And then walked away.
Oh, shit.
I was like, damn, because he's a little pony and ponies can't race because they're little ponies.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like zebras can't
How
race.
Is he a trainer?
Huh?
How is he a trainer?
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I guess we'll have to see.
So then Franny goes and grabs him. He's like, hey, you fucking asshole. You come here. Look at this.
Mm.
He's like, yeah, I've seen all this. They show him all the pictures of all the mom winning and all the, you know, all the trophies and stuff. And he's like, yeah, I've seen this. Yeah, they won. They're really good and like all that. He's like, do you see? No, look closer. And they see, and it's like, oh, look, it's Tucker. Tucker's there. And he's like, and Franny's like, yeah, Tucker trained all of the horses that won. Why put your head in your hands?
How? Man. How did this miniature pony train a bunch of horses? How to win?
I don't know, man. How did that Sam character train all those guys to go fast in Chariots of Fire? Question. That's a true story.
How did that one guy teach? What the coach in Rocky teach Rocky how to crap lightning and eat lightning, crap thunder? Yeah.
Exactly. How did?
I'm so upset that I don't know that guy's name. Sorry, continue.
It's killing me.
I know, me too.
I want to say Rooney or something.
I want to say Frankie, but I don't. You just want to say Rooney because I said Mickey Rooney.
Yeah. Yeah, I do.
Yeah, I do.
I do want to say
it's
that.
Not true, and I know
it's not true, but it's fun. Anyway, so yeah, never raised.
Isn't it like Mickey?
Yeah. That's why it's like Mickey.
Mick.
Mickey. Mick. It's Mick.
Mick.
Yeah.
Mickey Rooney. Rooney.
All right. So I was working out there. It was right. I was like, okay. It seems right.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, so he trained all them without getting thanked. I wrote the Pelican is a gangster for some reason. And Stripes is like, all right, well, if he could do it and if he believes in me, then I guess I better train. He's like, yeah. And then so he goes back to Tucker, and Tucker's like, yeah, you know, you're a fucking zebra, but like, you got more heart than any of the other horses I've trained combined, so I think you could do it. That's the most important thing.
That's because like, zebras have bigger hearts than horses do. I looked in a National Geographic.
I looked in the zoo books.
Yeah. I got the tiger poster, kid.
He's like, but also I got scared of the gate. And Tucker's like, so you know,
homophobic.
Tucker's like, everyone's scared of the gate. Everyone, you just get over it.
Don't be afraid of the game.
Yeah, it's very
they're just like you and me, kid.
Just like
love is love, kid.
Love is love. So eventually, Channing gets on top, and
wow,
like, don't be gross, Mike. Gets on top of Stripes and rides him into the gate. Mike, stop laughing. Stop fucking laughing. You can't do this, Mike.
We're
approaching 40 years old of age. We can't keep laughing at stuff like this.
Watch me. Sorry. Okay, God, so Channing climbs on top of Stripes and
yes, he sure,
rides him
she
into
sure
the
does.
Gate.
She rides him into the gate.
Yeah.
And but there's all these like things. You know, Nolan's making the noise, and even it's really cute because. The little pony is like also making noise too. He's like grabbing something and like pulling it. I think it's very cute. They train the pony to do that.
I don't know. Like, again, I'm really impressed by like the amount of animal acting in this movie.
Acting is great. I just don't want to look into the abuse that probably happened.
Oh, well, I mean, there was clearly abuse of Hayden Panettiere.
Exactly. And you know, those horses couldn't talk. So
yeah,
in real life.
Yeah, exactly.
Only movie magic can make that happen. So, Stripes enters the gate. He isn't scared. And then they go and they train. But then Sir Trenton says, I will not allow that beast to run in the competition. And I was like, who the fuck is this guy? I've never seen him before. This is the first time I see him. And I'm like, oh, here's the problem.
Yeah.
It's
not
yourself. It's
that's
horse.
What I'm fucking saying. There's shit in the way, bro.
There's shit in the way.
Fucking Sandy.
So then, and of course, the evil lady.
I just
like,
realized Sandy's also the name of the lady in Grease.
Yeah. Sandy's also the squirrel's name in SpongeBob.
Oh.
All comes together.
It's all
baby.
It's coming together. I'm really all putting all the pieces together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's all together.
Yeah. Sorry, continue.
So they say, yeah, go fix the evil lady's like double the training. And you see the horse training a fancy equipment. Has like a
is this Sandy the horse or whose horse is this? Trent? Trenton? Or is it Pride?
It's Pride, yes. Oh, okay. Pride is training. While the zebra's training in the cornfield, they put the horse in like a sauna suit. And I'm like, is this real? Like, why would they put a horse in a sauna suit?
This is like fucking Rocky.
It's exactly like Rocky.
Yeah.
So,
he's like the Russian dude.
Yeah, it's like Rocky 3, dude.
Yeah.
So even the flies are working out for some reason.
Oh my
and the
God,
flies
I hate
are
those
like,
flies.
The flies working with like lifesavers trying to, I'm going to explain this joke because I thought it was funny. The David Spade's character is like lifting up these like,
lifesavers.
He's like, I'm working out. And he's like, this is so heavy. I want, put the marshmallows back on. And Steve Harvey's character's like, you ate all the marshmallows. Stupid ass.
I know we find them annoying, but it does remind me a bit of our dynamic a little bit.
We're also not in a movie, though.
Yeah, that's true. If we were in a movie, people would be very upset.
Yes. And we don't interrupt the plot and be like, look at us. Look how funny we are.
Yeah, we would never interrupt the plot and make our own jokes.
Oh, no.
No.
I call David Spade.
Fuck.
Nah, I'm definitely Steve Harvey, let's be honest.
Yeah, I know. No, you kind of look a little more you look more like David Spade.
Yeah, you definitely look like Steve Harvey.
I can't believe this white boy said that.
Subtitle the podcast. All right, so they fucking go into the derby.
Yeah.
But then they say, you'll never beat them. They do another training montage.
Oh my god,
why did they write the end of the derby? They didn't enter the derby.
I was gonna say, they entered the derby and they did another training montage. A little late for that, guys.
I don't know. The flies are annoying. They fall into some bubbles and they get stuck in bubbles, and one of them farts in the bubbles. And Steve Harvey's fly is like, I have 1,000 eyes, you're making every one of them burn. Like, I like how you had to explain the anatomy of a fly to make that joke work.
I love it.
And then Tucker gives one piece of advice to the zebra and is like, hey, don't look back. Leave it all on the track. And he's like, what does that mean? He says, you'll know when. So Stripes, it's very late night. It's the night before the race.
Mm-hmm.
And Stripes is like, I gotta go talk to Sandy. And Franny's like, oh, you can't go out. It's the night before the race. He's like, I gotta go apologize. He's like, all right, I understand. Do that and come back. He's like, all right. So he goes out
and apologizes
to Sandy because he's kind of being a dick to her about like the whole, like, she's like, I think the only problem is with you and you being an asshole.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, I'm sorry, Sandy. Like, you know,
Sandy's like a nothing character.
Nothing character. Yeah. And she's like, it's okay, I liked you the whole time. And then they like nuzzle each other.
Can you feel?
Kind of, yeah, feels like that. But she even apologizes because she was being mean to him, kind of. And so, you know, both apologies are wrong. She's like, you're lucky you get a race. I just kind of get to sit here and basically, like, what I learn is that, like, Sandy's basically there to make babies. I don't think she's there to, like, go fast.
No.
No.
To the plot as well.
Yeah, basically that's how it feels. Yeah. But then Sir Trenton ambushes them. And the scene's fucking funny to me because there's a squad of horses around Sir Trenton and they gang up on the zebra and this little horse. And it's like, you know, you can't race tomorrow. I'm going to make sure of it. And Sandy's like, leave him alone. She's like, get Sandy. Go get him. And these horses.
What the fuck? That's crazy.
These horses come up and they like take Sandy away.
How? That's crazy.
They, just goes with them. He's like, I won't hurt Sandy. He's like, you better not hurt Sandy. And they're like, well, don't worry, we're gonna hurt you. And then all the horses encroach.
Oh my god, on the zebra.
On the zebra, and then you see shots of the horses jumping up and down.
Oh my god.
And like they're beating them up.
Holy shit, that's crazy.
I know. So
how do they direct this? This is crazy.
Well, I mean, it's clearly the zebra is like not in the shot.
No, I know. But they had to get a bunch of horses to encroach on a zebra.
Yeah, it's crazy. They have an aerial shot and everything.
Yeah.
Anyway, the animals are basically the next day are like, where's Stripes? And they send the pelican. He goes and finds them.
Oh, yeah.
And they see he's all fucking fucked up and like on the ground. And the pelican comes up and like, oh my God. So all the other animals come, they check, and the pelican gets this pelican. Flies, grabs water from its beak, and then puts it on.
Pelican.
I know, and puts it on the horse. And I'm like, this is like a real pelican doing this. This is not CGI.
I know. They do have some CGI animals.
The pelican is a lot of times CGI because at one point I think Franny's like bang, and
the pelican's
like
to fall
the
over.
Pelican falls over. And goes, oh, I didn't know the goat was packing.
In this situation, they had to trade a pelican to do this.
Yeah, and then, I mean, I think the CGI is the water, but like putting on
still impressive.
So anyway, they resuscitate Stripes, and he's like, I guess I'm fine now. And then they just go.
I gotta go race.
But first, we have to rescue Sandy, because she's in
rescue
trouble.
Rescue Sandy?
Yeah, because she got taken by the horses.
I assume they just like were like, leave him alone. I didn't realize, what are they going to like tie her up? Like, what are they going to do with Sandy?
They take her and put her in the stables.
That's where she's
going to go anyway.
Yeah.
No. Doesn't make sense.
I have to make sure she's okay.
So they go and they're like, all right, we're going to go break it out. And the fucking rooster has a stupid plan about building a giant rooster and hiding it and popping out and doing nothing.
That's a Jeff Foxworthy. Yeah.
That's his joke.
If you make a giant rooster,
you might be a giant rooster.
You might be doing a Trojan horse joke. Yeah. You might be a Trojan.
Might be a Trojan.
Might be a Trojan.
Magnum. The Pelican's like, I'm here, I'm gonna go fucking stop him. And he goes and he tries to shit on Sir Trenton, but he misses and poops next to him and then hits a wall and has a bucket land on his head. And then the flies are like, all right, we're gonna fucking take on. We're plan B. We're gonna take on Sir Trenton.
They're plan B, the flies.
They're plan B, you know. Yeah, they're plan F. so he goes, they go and they fly into the nose, and then the horse like goes like breathes out.
Yeah.
And they get in the snot and they get slammed into a radio, and the radio starts going and starts playing music. And the old
God, I wanted to kill myself.
I know this part's bad. And the horse is like, "Who's all this racket? Oh, I want to stop it." But they do trade this horse to like bat at like the Pelican.
See, I feel like it's mostly impressive seeing how these animals move.
Yes.
Yeah,
and then
trained.
The, then the
yeah.
horse goes back in and is like, "Oh, it's racket." Starts like batting at the radio.
Yeah.
And Franny comes in and
hoofing at the radio.
Yes, hoofing at the radio. Yes, because yeah. right, they don't have a pause. Franny comes in.
He's trying to pause the radio.
Locks him in there while he's being distracted by the flies doing "Walk This Way." They do a little routine where they dance to it.
The flies do.
The flies do, which distract him. It's fucking awful. so they do that, and then they run away with Sandy, and they go back home. And they run away, but somehow Sir Trenton breaks out and they run after him. But I guess he can't go in their property for some reason. So they escape over the property line.
Fuck?
I don't know. And they're like, it's fine. Let's go, Stripes. We got a race to win. And, you know,
Trenton is no problem to like kill, like almost killing a zebra, but he does not worry.
Cross property lines.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that sounds interesting. Weird.
Property over zebras.
Property over zebras. So then the you know, Channing and her dad are looking for Stripes the whole time, like it's over. And then the fucking old man shows up and he's like, oh, he's fine, he's right there. And they're like, oh my god, he's back. And they go, oh cool, let's go to the race. And then they drive off, and they say, they also have a thing where they make a joke about a filly, which is, I guess, a female horse, basically, is what they're called.
Yeah.
And
Sandy.
Yeah, I think they talk about her.
Yeah.
And one of the flies is, oh, I didn't know she was from Philly. Oh, that's really cool. I love their food, but I like all food. I even like poop. And then they all leave to go watch the race, and the Basset Hound's like, "Fo shizzle, I gotta watch this shizzle." And I'm like, oh my god, that's Snoop Dogg. So then the dad gives Channing her mom's old racing gear, and she's excited to wear it. It's the blue and yellow that you see in the poster, and they even got the same matching racing gear for Stripes.
Stripes. Just like in the poster.
Just like in the poster. And they all are getting ready to race.
I feel like a little bit more training would have been better.
They had a whole montage, Mike.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. They had an entire montage.
A whole montage. Yeah. Nolan then bets Clara for some reason. He's like, I'm going to win. She's like, okay, you're weird. And he's like, if I win, I get your filly. I get to get that horse. If you win, I'll give up my whole farm. She's like, your farm isn't worth half as much as my
that filly.
Filly.
Yeah.
But
she ends up relenting.
No, she says, how about instead, if you lose, you get to work forever for me. A lifetime contract. I'm like, oh my god.
That's just straight up slavery.
Yes,
girl.
Exactly.
All right. At this point, she is a bad person.
She probably would pay him.
Yeah, I suppose. But I mean, it is a lifetime contract.
Lifetime contract's crazy. But also, like, why would you do this bet at all? You didn't have to do this.
Yeah, that's true. So. That's true. So we still are on the side of Clara at this point.
I still, like, whatever. If you want a guy back that bad, he's going to make a stupid bet. Like, I'm
going
to have
to fuck me.
We would all be on board
a
for
decent
that.
Decent proposal.
Yes. Yeah. Anyway, so I don't know. I still don't know why he bets this. He could just let it go.
He could have, yeah.
So they start racing. They launch out. Stripes launches out okay. He doesn't get scared at the gate. All the horses are excited. They start racing. But these horses and jockeys are kind of mean. They start boxing Stripes in, and they start whipping Channing. And I'm like, this is like a child.
She's a child.
Yeah, she's 16, I think. And they're like hitting her and shit.
The jockeys are doing that?
They're whipping her.
That's awful.
I know. But then there's the Pelican's there, and the flies are being used as recon, and the flies.
This
like,
feels like it's not fair.
No, I know, exactly. So flies start going back and forth and like being like told, like telling Tucker like what's going on. Oh, like, yeah. I was getting boxed in. He's like, oh, well, why don't you do something about him? The fly's like, roger that. And they go over and they bite a horse on the butt. And the horse freaks out and falls over. And I'm like, a horse would not feel a fly biting.
Biting on its butt.
Just getting literally hit by jockeys in the side.
Yeah,
of the ribs.
Exactly. Like, that's way more distracting that's than a fly, more distracting fly biting a butt on a horse.
I know. But they're like, I hate horse meat. Anyway, Stripes is getting slow. And he's getting in the back because he just doesn't have the energy. He's just a fucking zebra, man.
He's a zebra.
And Clara looks at Nolan and is like, I'm going to fuck you, dude. Sweet, you're fucking done, dude.
And you're going to be my Philly bitch.
And even Tucker's like, we might have asked too much from him. And so the fly's like, he's losing. He's doing bad. He's like, I got one last message to tell him. You let him know if he believes he's not good enough, he should give up and stop trying. And they go and they do it. And he's like, oh, yeah? Well, I have a message for Tucker. And I wrote, suck my dick. But the flies come back and they're like, so he had a message for you, Tucker. He said, don't look back, leave it on the track, which is what he said.
That's
earlier.
What he said earlier.
Like,
yeah.
And then the horse, the little pony, jumps up and says, yes, it works every time.
What does that mean, though? Just run real fast?
Just
run faster?
Just don't look back, dude. Which is funny because in...
Chariots of Fire.
There's a thing where it's like I kept looking back. That happened a couple times where they're
like,
"Do you
like, think I that
back
like that movie inspired Racing Stripes?"
Probably a little bit. I honestly thought that maybe that song might have
would
come
get
in.
Up here at some point. Yeah.
It did not.
This is true art.
This is true. Yeah, they don't need some song as a crutch. So they start racing.
They don't need some song as a crutch. They just need like Baby Got Back and what were the other things that the
flies
were
dancing
to?
There's one here coming up because he starts running real fast. He starts catching up and the flies start going, who let the zebras out?
It's really hard to like this movie when these flies are such a big part of it.
I feel like it's important for the audience to know that like for everything we like about this movie, there's the flies.
There's the
saying dated ass references, just being
they're
annoying.
They're the worst.
But yeah, he runs up to the front and wins.
Do you think Steve Harvey even like remembers being
probably
in this movie?
Not.
Yeah.
Probably not. Stripes wins, and the mailman is there. He's all painted up, and he's like happy. He's like, "Yeah, that's my boy." And the Stripes is like, "I can't believe I won. Let's go to the winner's circle." And everyone goes to the winner's circle, and Channing goes to her dad, and her dad's like, "Your mom would be so proud."
Oh,
so am I. And then Pride comes up to Stripes and is like, my dad was all wrong about you. You're a great racer. He's
now
like,
that
yeah.
you beat me, I know that you're actually a good person.
Yes. It's like, you're a great racer. Why don't... He's like, yeah, you are too. Well, see you later. And bigotry over. And the little pony goes up and talks to Goose and is like, hey, you should stick around here. And he's like, ah. It's like, you're not a very good gangster, but you're a good guy.
Just try to like scramble. Like, you're not a good gangster, but you're good at something, I'm sure.
We like your company. And he's like, yeah. Hey, that's an offer I can't refuse.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Every
yeah,
single thing they work it in there. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then Clara's being evil, though. She's like, I want that zebra disqualified. How could this happen? Yeah. And then, of course, the Goose says, there's one last thing I gotta do.
He's gonna shit on.
He goes, and there's a shot of you follow the poop as it flies towards
Clara.
It hits her right on her beautiful little hat, and she freaks out. She's like,
oh no.
I'm gonna have to leave now. Excuse me. And she leaves.
Oh no.
With poop on her hat. And
I think you just hear like a gunshot.
It's real dramatic. So then the winner circle's there. They put the little beautiful roses on top of Stripes. Mm-hmm. And Stripes goes up to, I can never remember his stupid little pony's name.
Tucker. Yeah.
Tucker. And he says, you should be up here too. And he's like, no, it's for you. And he's like, no, you. And then the zebra bends down and the crown slides onto...
imagine
Tucker.
Watching this. Like, imagine just going like, okay, so a zebra is on the top of a like thing,
and then just walks over,
and then a fucking miniature pony just walks up too,
and then gets
yeah,
The roses.
The roses. Like, the rose this, crown. I would be like, what is going on?
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, they all line up and they say, oh, and the old man, the fucking old man's like, I want a bunch of money. So I guess that probably solves all the issues with the money.
Then I saw her face. Now like, I'm a believer.
And they say cheese. They take a photo, and then the photo ends up with all the other stuff with mom winning and all that. And that's the end of the movie because Racing Stripes wins.
That's what I'm taught. That's cinema right there.
That's a fucking movie.
That's a fucking cinema.
They don't make them like they used to.
They truly don't.
They only make a little animated shit. You know what we got now? We got fucking Andy Serkis's Animal Farm. That's what we
bullshit.
Got. And that's garbage.
That's garbage. This is real cinema.
This is real cinema.
Compared to Animal Farm.
20 years, we get this shit. 20 years later, and this is what we get.
Yeah, I will say, the more that you talked about those flies, the more I didn't like this movie.
The flies are bad, dude.
Like, I know we were comparing it earlier to
The thing
Chariots
is
Fire.
I brought them up because it's very funny to bring it up. Because
as a bad example of what this movie is doing. Yeah.
Because saying, like, I really like how pretty this movie is and the vibes and everything.
That's not fun.
It's not fun.
But it's way more fun to be like, there's these terrible characters.
These terrible flies, and they say annoying jokes.
They're awful.
They're pretty bad.
But
they're definitely the worst part of the movie. But the rest of the movie.
Do you like Frankie Muniz's like performance? Like, I don't feel like he's like doing anything.
He's not doing anything. He's reading his lines.
Yeah, he is.
There's so many other people who put in performances like Tucker really like. I feel
Dustin Hoffman became Tucker.
I feel that horse is like. Damn, I can't believe I got this. Like, it feels like really something when he gets that.
When he gets that win,
and he gets the little roses because finally someone appreciates him and the work he puts in.
Whoopi Goldberg, she's doing something.
Doing pretty good, you know. I think
Jeff Foxworthy is that.
I like the
Rooster?
I like Sandy, the love interest,
the sexy horse,
the sexy horse.
Yeah. Does that ever come into play? Like the Sandy, she's saved, right? From the
She's
sables.
Saved and she's like, thank you, and that's it.
That's it.
Well, she cheers on from the side.
She doesn't like kiss
they don't horse make out.
They don't waste the out of the horse. Yeah. Just
they nuzzle each other a little bit before she gets kidnapped.
Yeah, before she gets kidnapped. But afterwards there's not like a scene where they like kiss each other.
No.
Thank God.
Yeah. You know what?
Imagine forcing a zebra to kiss a horse for a film.
Wow, is there a problem with that? Do you think it's weird to be interspecies like that?
I think so. Why? I don't know if they can have babies together, can they?
I feel like I've seen horse-zebra hybrids.
I have. Go ahead, look it up.
I'm going to look it up.
Guys, have you seen a
here.
Horse-zebra hybrid? Email us at email@thehairpodcast.com. Find us on Facebook, Instagram, or also on Discord, and we have a blue sky. And if you want to listen to our previous episodes, like Chariots of Fire or F1, you can find them in any podcatching app. And while you're there, please leave a 5-star rating and review. We will read in the show no matter what it says, even if you are a horse-zebra hybrid. Ethan.
Zorse.
Good night, everybody.
'Ethan?
Give some context to the audience.
I was looking up.
How you get your hands on some zebra
sperm? No, I was going to say that, Mike. I was going to say I was looking up. Can you ride a zebra?
Okay.
You can.
You can. You can?
It's crazy. Those are real zebras that are being ridden.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's nuts.
It is nuts. But not in America, right? Is there like zebra races in America?
I don't think people race them. It says it's not practical because they're scared.
They're scared of the gate.
No, they are. No, they said that in the movie. They're scared of the gate because of they're on the savannah being hunted all the time.
Right. They're prey.
They're prey.
They know they're
majority prey. Than like in like horses in America.
Horses are not really
like,
seen
you know,
as
they're
prey.
They're not really that scared all the time. They
are
scared. They do skittish, but not as much as like zebras are. Zebras got lions and shit to worry about.
They got a lot to worry about. Yeah. A
lot more to worry about there.
But
so
they do race them. People race them.
People ride them.
Yeah.
But not often. It's not recommended. It's just like,
so how do you get like
it's
zebra
just like
sperm.
Get a horse instead. How do you get a zebra sperm? You jerk the zebra off.
Good night, everybody. Would you guys like to discuss the movies that we talked about on the podcast, recommend movies for future episodes, or maybe even watch movies with us? Check out the Discord.
You can find the Discord on the latest episodes or on the website, theotherhalfpodcast.com. We're just hanging out chatting.
And while you're there, maybe also check out the second of the Discord, which is specifically for Ethan's streams on Twitch. You get updates as to when he goes live. Just keep up to date with us, with Ethan, the podcast, and the stream.
It's also totally okay if you just want to hang out and talk about the podcast. You could hang out there and maybe we'll see you there and watch a movie or something.
Or maybe you're like, wow, these streams are so much better and you just totally ignore the podcast. That's also another option.
That could happen.
Why not?
The Discord is your oyster. Come join us.
The Discord is your oyster. Join it.